Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
To remind you that 60% of sales on Amazon come from independent sellers, here's John from Devil Dog Pet Company.
We run our family business from Sterling Heights, Michigan, but we can reach customers all over the country thanks to Amazon. Good boy.
Shop small business on Amazon.
Rev up those fryers, because I am sure hungry for one.
Greg Hill Show.
Broadcasting from beautiful and safe Brighton, Massachusetts.
It's
go time.
It's your cool
hill man. The Greg Hill Show.
We're up and at it, Greg. Don't worry about that.
Tick, tick, boom.
Starring the biggest foodie on the planet.
To me, food is the most important thing.
White bread is succulent.
Greg Hill.
There's like 30 different ways you can have your wiener.
Yeah.
Should we have wieners for breakfast?
I mean, it's never too early for a wiener.
Pause. They grill the wieners? Because they probably grill the wieners here. So There's two wieners that I want. Yeah, how big are Wally's wieners? Are they 6 inches?
We'll have Courtney measure them.
All right.
She's very generous.
I'm not good at that.
She's very generous.
That she is.
Featuring the parlay playboy himself.
This tickles my fanny. Does that map make math? I did not know that.
Wiggy.
I mean, listen, the name is fitting. You know, Wiggy, but he also has that wiggle on the football field. For those who don't know, my man was the absolute beast.
Joined by Boston's number one linguist.
Criminal mischief and arson
have become this kind of tangent. Pete Buttigieg.
Courtney Cox.
Friends is the best. You're all wrong.
Oh, Friends?
Yep. Yeah. I said what I said. Friends is a sitcom for morons. Glad you love it.
And accompanied by two big brains behind the glass.
Don't put salmonella with your yams.
I'm on Shime Island.
Talk to me, Daddy.
You are both morons.
Curtis and Shime.
Thank you, young people. Thank you.
Now.
Let's get down to business.
It's time to party.
It's time for the Greg Hill Morning Show.
Good morning. Good morning, everybody.
Hello, good morning.
Good morning, everyone.
Morning.
Good morning, my neighbors.
On Boston Sports Original.
W-E-E-I. Got my people.
W-E-E-I.
When I say Greg Hill and you say show, Greg Hill.
Show.
Greg Hill.
Show.
Greg Hill. Show. All right.
Woo!
It's go time.
Let the games begin.
Let's go.
Let's go.
Let's go.
Tick, tick, boom.
What's going on, everybody?
Good morning.
What it do?
Well, it's a Patriots Monday,
yes.
And we are in our Brighton studios as opposed to being at Gillette because of the risk of the Hillman jinx. All right, we can't. You win a game like that, Curtis, and we now cannot go back to Gillette the rest of the season. I'm superstitious when it comes to the jinx.
I'm a little stitious, and I can't tell you. What a great day.
For the first time since 2021, Coach, we have a football team.
Yeah.
We have a legit New England Patriots football team.
Wow. I thought that they would play them tough, but I didn't think they'd win the football game, you know, to be honest. And that was a game last night where they played them tough. They were in position all game long to, you know, make sure that they came away with the victory. Great job by Mike Vrabel. Great job by that team to be able to go into Buffalo in that environment and win. I would say that you beat the best team in the NFL.
Well, and you got a kicker who had ice water in his veins last night to win that one.
That thing was good from 70.
And Scheim, your guy, I'm sure you're waiting to take a victory lap on your quarterback, and you deserve it. You deserve it this morning.
I have not been this excited about anything in my life for a very long time. No, it's not. I picture Drake May like one of my children, and he finally kind of came into his own. It was like his like debutante ball. He really kind of came out to the people.
Coming out party?
He is a full-grown adult now. He just went toe-to-toe with Josh Allen.
Yeah.
And a rightful criticism up to this point from Chris Curtis in that he had never led a fourth-quarter comeback or game-winning drive until last night against the best team in football in their house in one of the only kind of true home field environments there is anymore in the NFL. He went and did that, and he was spectacular.
He was. Got some help from Steph Diggs, who
talk about spectacular.
Clearly, was in it for a revenge game, and I there's not much other than the penalties, which you almost lost the game on. There's not a lot to complain about after that win last night.
And those penalties Vrabel does not agree with. Like, he says it every single time anybody asks about the penalties that they face. He does not agree with them. I gotta say, I was most nervous going into the game because I thought the Pats were going to jinx themselves. The amount of tweets and Instagram posts that they were putting up of Steph Diggs saying, like, this week means different over and over again. And it did, obviously. He was emotional pregame, postgame, anytime he had a mic in front of him. But it was so impressive. And I just ask moving forward that whenever Drake May has a great game, that Scheim doesn't tweet about his nether region. Like, I don't need to know
I missed that. You know, what was
if it lasts more than 24 hours, call a doctor. I don't need that coming from him.
The exact tweet was, I believe, I know if it lasts more than 4 hours, you're supposed to consult a doctor.
Right.
But what happens if it lasts 24 hours? Because I think I could cut diamonds.
Okay.
Oh. All right. So, there you go. Oh,
wow. Unfortunately, that was the image in my mind there about go. Last night.
He was excited.
That's where I was at. I'm not. Hey, I tell the people what I'm thinking.
What was Vrabel?
Scheim's X account is just really something to behold. Like, it is the rapture. Like, I don't even.
Courtney talked a lot about the ascension.
I know.
People and the rapture. TikTok, that was my rapture last night.
Oh,
I ascended.
Did you ascend?
Wow. Yes, Greg.
At what point during the game did you ascend?
That Drake May rollout, absolute laser beam to Stephon Diggs, toe-tap catch on the sideline, had me in orbit.
Yeah, no. I mean, that...
And that's going to be a pretty strong rapture to get you ascending. I mean,
yeah, you have no idea, Curtis.
And there were several times during that football game where Drake May is rolling out to his right, and you think he's done and finished, and he finds a way to get the football to somebody. So I'm really impressed. I don't know how you can't be really impressed with
that throw he had when he was getting taken down by like three guys down the sideline was
awesome.
It was.
I don't know. I still can't believe he actually made the throw.
Are you talking about the one where he stiff armed the dude?
Yeah, he had Oliver, whoever it was.
Yeah, I think when you look at this football team, I think last night will show you that they are a legitimately, legitimately good football team. And the only area that I think they're – I don't want – it's not a concern, but I think there's questioning is still, just in my opinion, is the run game. And when I say the run game, them getting the ball to one of their guys, 12,
that 15 – that guy fumbling.
Yeah, well, yeah, that's still an issue.
And I know
Vrabel went back to him, you know, especially inside the goal line and everything. I get it. But I'm talking about when you look at, you know, who's going to be the guy that's going to carry the ball 12 to 15 times a game, you know?
Well, I mean, it's going to have to be Ramondre or Travion.
But neither one. I mean, you only had six rushes and attempts, and same with Travion.
It looked like Gibson was done. Like, I mean, he had tears.
It looks like torn ACL all over.
Tears in his eyes. So,
yeah.
But you had some great plays from Travion Henderson, right, your guy, last night.
Just not enough, though. I'd like, you know, you look at every team, and I know the era is different. There's no longer the guy that's going to get 25, 30 carries a game. But I think there needs to be a guy that has to get in a little bit of a rhythm. And I'm just hoping that it will be Travion. I don't know how much longer Vrabel's leash is with Ramondre.
It seems very long. Even after the game, when mm-hmm. he was asked about it, he says, we're going to figure it out. We're going to figure it out. You know, it has to stop happening.
Right.
But, and this was going to be my lead this morning, is Ramondre Stevenson, I think you've just got to play through the fumbles. Like, he is so important to this team. If he sat him for the entire game yesterday, which I think is something like a Bill Belichick would have mm-hmm. done, we lose that game.
You think so?
Yes.
You don't think Travion Henderson could score from inside the five-yard line?
I don't know, but...
replaceable. Like,
yeah.
I feel like the running back, there are so many guys out there. They had to have like an entire union, like the RAs at MIT or whatever it was, to get the running back paid more, because their salaries had plummeted. Like, I just feel like the Ramondre thing is, as long as he'll keep pumping him up until he gets someone to replace him. Because as this team is now 3-2 with several winnable games, the fumbles that were bothersome will become playoff ending.
Right.
If you have him in this, and he seems like a nice guy. I don't think he's doing it on purpose.
No.
But last night I said, okay, that's it. Like, it's over.
Yeah, and I get, like, inside the 5-yard line, you could probably give it to anybody to score, and like both of his touchdowns.
So then why didn't they?
I think it's Vrabel trying not to lose this guy completely. But I don't look at it and we're going like, okay, you need Ramondre Stevenson. I think that you have to find a guy that you go, okay, and I don't know what it is with Travion Henderson, because maybe they feel like he's not ready, and that's why they're still giving the leash to
like
Ramondre.
Like slow playing him a little bit,
yeah,
or whatever. Yeah.
And Wiggs, there was speculation that on the kickoff early to start the game, he got dinged.
Okay.
So that's why immediately after the fumble, or immediately after Gibson got hurt, they didn't have Travion in there right away. And then once Ramondre had fumbled again, they said, okay, suck it up, kid. Let's see if you can get back out there.
But you're right, Curtis, that these fumbles, one of those could be lead to something that is you losing in the playoffs. So, and clearly it's still an issue for him. And we talked to Vrabel about this last week. Then when you see him running inside the 5-yard line, he's got literally two hands on the football and he's holding on to the thing like it's, you know, like his life depended on it.
Yeah.
And that takes away from you as a runner. Inside the 5, okay, you can get away with it, but you know, between the 20s, you got to still be a runner.
Yeah,
he had both hands on the ball, and then he put his hand out to brace for the fall, and that's when the guy punched it out.
Yeah, so that would be the only thing that I would be like, all right, there's a little bit of a concern for me moving forward, is when are they going to say, okay, here's our bell cow back that we're going to go with, and then the other guy's going to give him some breaks when he needs it.
Well, it is a Patriots Monday after a win, and a big win at that, over the Buffalo Bills, who went into that game undefeated, only undefeated team left in the NFL last night going into that game, and they do not remain that way. And so Patriots move to 3-2, and you can talk about that all day long here on Boston Sports Original, WEEI. We will talk about that with Boomer Esiason coming up at 8 this morning, and then we will talk about that with Mike Vrabel, who will join us at about 9:20 or 9:30, since they arrived back here at 3 or whenever they got back
late.
Here early this morning. So, Curtis, what is wrong with these people? Like, here's a 508 text that says, funny how you make it look like it was the show's decision not to be at Gillette today. Yes, it was. I'll put it on myself. There's no conspiracy here. I wanted to get an extra half an hour of sleep. When we leave for Gillette, we leave at 4 a.m. When we come in here early on a Patriots Monday and Mike Vrabel's not going to be on the show until 9:30, we get an extra half an hour of sleep.
What are they trying to say? The Pats said don't come?
Yes, right. They were trying to say the New England Patriots said don't come.
Yeah.
Oh, okay.
We
It's 6:13 on a Monday. The Pats just got their best win in 3 years, and you think there's some like 9/11 truther to the morning show not being at Gillette Stadium?
You think out of all the weeks, the Pats would be like, "Don't come this week,
please."
Stacy said, "Stay for a week. We'd love to talk."
Yeah. I love the night games like this here. I mean, then all we got to do is come into the studio. Yeah.
Hell, friend of the show Robert Spillane popped off. We can have him on for a second time in like 4 days.
Yeah. Correct.
I hope there's something moving forward.
Wiggy defense, you got to be really happy with that defense last night.
Yeah, I thought, you know, they obviously Josh Allen is spectacular. He made plays. He's going to make plays. But you were able to kind of keep them in a position where the plays that he made weren't like backbreaking plays that ultimately changed the game. I know he was able to put their team in a position where he could able to drive down the field. And, you know, they were able to tie the game up, but great job by that defense.
Can I also say props to Booty? Because I thought we were going to get another Pop Douglas moment where it was like third down and one, and he wasn't going to get it, and he extended his arm out, which made me a bit nervous that it wasn't going to cross over or someone was going to punch it out, but that was impressive as well.
The biggest play...
What did he have? I think he had like 25 yards for the Bills on penalties. So, yes.
But he made
But like, okay, we're going to be positive for a second. That was impressive.
He made one of the biggest plays. I would say Drake may one of the made one of the biggest plays in that game, and Shime will love the all 22.
That zone hole shot?
The honey hole shot against the cover two, and the way that...
I need a poncho in here.
The way that you have to drive the football on that specific throw, because if you are going to throw a go route versus two, it has to be what we call a honey hole and has to be put on a rope. And that was a great throw by him, which ultimately led them into a great position.
Booty did such a good job of sitting in the zone.
Yeah.
Sitting in the gap in the zone and then staying in bounds too, so that the clock continued to run. Like, that could not have been a better play.
Wait, so you call Booty honey hole?
Yeah. He sat in the honey hole.
Jeez.
Also, Greg, I think it's very important that a certain play caller gets his due this morning. You know, I've been very critical of play calling here on this very program. Zach Kaur dialed up an amazing game on the defensive side of the ball yesterday. He was in his bag. I don't know what that guy's on, but whatever it is, keep it going, because that was awesome. He cooked up so many great ways to contain Josh Allen. The pressure that he brought at just random times, the Carlton Davis like slot corner blitz when Josh Allen had no clue it was coming, was uber impressive.
As long as we're talking to you, can I just confirm something? Did I hear the following phrase uttered on this radio station yesterday from your mouth? Suck it, Nate Burleson.
After the London game, I knew at the very worst I was pushing with my guy, Nate Burleson, and it's a good week for the geek if I'm pushing with an NFL player.
Shine. Suck it? Come on.
Yes, that's that. I thought I heard it.
Big wrestling fan right there.
I heard it said that way. That's the way DX chop.
Yeah.
Can you imagine if Nate Burleson saw who said suck it to him? Like if he saw just like a photo of Shine sitting here and his furry?
He gets the DX.
Yeah.
This is Fred from Rhode Island. Morning, Fred.
Hey, good morning, Greg. Good morning, everybody. How are you?
What's up?
Not much. So, you know, every game, you know, I watched the game last night, as you guys did, and there was a series where Buffalo had the ball, and the quarterback must have ran two or three times for 10, 12, 13 yards. He dropped back, and the seam was open, and he just ran right up the middle. I think the emotionally pivoting play for the Patriots last night, which I thought was amazing, was I think it was near the end of the half, where Drake May ran right up the middle of the field and didn't slide, and he went head first. He got hit from the right, spun around, hit from the left, and he bounced right back up. And I think from that point on, I think the team just picked up their play from that point on in the game.
Well, I
really think he's coming into his own.
Yeah, it's an impressive win, and it's a you know, call it what you want. Call it a statement game for Drake May. Call it whatever you want to call it.
I mean, your first consecutive wins in 3 years, your biggest win since the win over the Bills that Shime had to watch Mac come down the field and throw the touchdown pass to Gesicki.
But even like that win, like it was big because you beat the Bills, but it had no impact on the season because the team was so bad.
Right. There haven't been any real good wins, so that's like the best win since something like that. But what the bigger thing is last night is that it was all something they could replicate. Like, they didn't have a game where it's like, okay, Drake May pulled some plays out of his ass. They had a gadget play, you know, sort of like how Clemson took care of UNC. But it was a day where it was their offense. It was their defense. We all knew Steph Diggs was going to play, no matter what he said about being every other week, just sort of a normal week. It clearly was not. And Drake May has been spectacular, historic over the last four starts. He's done something that only he and Tom Brady in the history of the sport have done, which is like 70-plus percent completion percentage, no interceptions, and 12 touchdowns.
And it wasn't like a game that people go, oh, Buffalo lost that game. No, this was a game where New England beat Buffalo. Right, New England went up there and they just beat them.
Yeah, I mean, you both stunk the first half out offense wise.
Yeah,
Josh Allen did throw the interception, which was huge.
That was a great play by the defense,
Marcus Jones.
Yes, it was. It was a great play by the defense. So yeah, I mean, Buffalo didn't play the game that you expected them to play.
Right, but Buffalo. See, that it's like you beat Buffalo and. What has Buffalo shown you through the, what was it, first, you know, three, four weeks of the season where you go like, oh, that wasn't the Buffalo that played in week one or played in week two?
No, so, I mean, they come back and win those games. They came back and won the Ravens game earlier in the season, you know, so they, yeah, I'm not. Listen, I hate the week to week. It's like last week when everybody's like, great, big deal, you beat up on the Panthers. Somebody was started off the show with a text about you guys are going to glaze the Patriots all morning long after a random regular season win against the Buffalo Bills.
A random regular season win?
Yes, so there's always those people out there, Wiggy. But
I look at this game and I look at the I watch, you know, the NFL every Sunday, and I watch all these teams, and I look at the Patriots, and I go, like Curtis said, this is something that they can easily replicate. If they can play like this week in and week out, they can not only make the playoffs, but they can win the division. And the other thing is
I don't know if they're going to win the division or not.
Well, they only have one more division road game left, and that's at the Jets, and they'll win that. They have an easy schedule.
Yeah.
And I absolutely think it's in play.
Yeah, and they already did the hottest part, which is beating Buffalo in Buffalo.
Right.
So
2-0 in the division.
Right.
That win last night was like a 3-game swing in the division. You lose, you're down 3.5 games to the Bills. You win, you're basically down a half a game because right now you own the tiebreaker. Like, that's how close it is now.
And Drake May didn't play out of this world. Like, Drake May played, like, he could play like that every single week. So it's not one of those games where you go, all right, you were able to beat Buffalo, but Drake May had this unbelievable game where he threw four touchdowns, and like, is that something he's going to do week in and week out? What you saw from by Drake May last night is something that you could see him doing that every single week.
Yeah. Okay. Well, we have a lot to get to. If you would like to join, the number to call is 617-779-7937. Same number to text on the Subaru of New England text line. Leeds coming up in 10 minutes or so. They set it at 7:20 this morning. We will definitely talk about what Steph Diggs said post-game about Josh Allen, among other things, coming up during They Set It. I mentioned Boomer Esiason at 8, the news with Courtney at 8:20 on this morning show. And then Mike Vrabel will join us 9:20, 9:30, somewhere around there. If you want, Shime, we could get Hill Notes in early, like maybe at 9 o'clock, if you want to do that this morning.
Sure.
So, all right, plenty of time to leave a Hill Note on a huge win for the New England Patriots on the Odyssey app. And very easy to leave that voice note. Just click on the microphone that you see there on the Odyssey app and talk away, and we'll play the best Hill Notes coming up later on this morning. But right now, to get us started, here is Courtney with what is trending this hour.
The exclusive home for Patriots Monday and Friday.
Now, here's what's trending on WEEI.
Trending Now brought to you by Subaru of New England. The Patriots shock the Bills 23-20, the final in Buffalo. The Pats giving the Bills the first loss of their season, ending their 14-game home game winning streak. Drake May completed 22 of 30 passes for 273 yards, while Steph Diggs had 10 receptions for 146 yards in his first return to Buffalo. A fumble in the beginning of the game didn't look good for Ramondre Stevenson, but he came back with 2 touchdowns. We'll be joined by Mike Rabel on this Patriots Monday at 9:30. We'll wait to see what happens with Antonio Gibson, who went down with a knee injury on a kickoff return in the second quarter. I'm sure that we can ask Rabel about that, but I'm guessing we won't get any clarity on that injury until later in the day. Other games of note, the other undefeated team, the Eagles, go down to the Broncos 21-17 at home. A Lamar Jackson-less Ravens fell to the Texans 44-10, and the Dolphins continue to struggle this week against the Panthers 27-24, the final. And Mike McDaniel needs to stop with the jogger halfway up his calf if he's going to lose that badly.
Yeah, he should be donezo.
What do you want him to go to? A sweatsuit.
Like, go full coach... oversized sweatsuit, something.
Like full on tracksuit, huh?
Sure. Right. Anything but the half-calf jogger. Monday Night Football is Chiefs at Jaguars. Kickoff is at 8:15. And when it comes to baseball over the weekend, we got to talk about the Yankees, who go down 2 games to the Blue Jays in the ALDS. Game 3 is tomorrow. And fall in love with the 2025 Subaru, subaruofnewengland.com. Fall in love with a brand new Subaru featuring symmetrical all-wheel drive. Find yours at subaruofnewengland.com. That's what's trending. Coming up next, we'll have our lead.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
I need a job with a steady paycheck.
I need a job that offers health care on day one for me and my kids.
I want a job where I can get certified in technical roles, like robotics or software engineering.
In communities across the country, hourly Amazon employees earn an average of over $23 an hour, with opportunities to grow their skills and their paycheck by enrolling in free skills training programs and apprenticeships. Learn more at aboutamazon.com.
Whatever happens today, take it on with a fresh cup of True Brew coffee. Now only $1 with True Rewards. True North Store's True Brew Coffee is a hot, flavorful gourmet blend created from coffee beans from around the world. As a free True Rewards member, pick the size that is perfect for you and pay only $1. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
It is Patriots Monday after a big win over the Bills last night, and you can talk about that all morning long and all day long here on Boston Sports Original, WEEI. We will talk about it with Boomer Esiason coming up at 8 and with Mike Vrabel, the head coach of the New England Patriots, at about 9:20 or 9:30 this morning. By the way, sincere thanks to everybody who came out on Friday in Newport, Rhode Island. What a time that was. Weather was what a beautiful weekend. We should probably open the weather window. Oh. If we could, for Curtis, the Window World of Boston weather window, because I think it's going to be 80 again after a beautiful weekend. Back-to-back days, upper 70s, 80s. Curtis, what do we got out there today?
Well, I could see a football season from my house. 58 degrees and clear, afternoon high of 81. Mm. And looking in the upper 70s tomorrow. And, Greg, if you could bring some dip tomorrow, not the other dip, but the food dip.
Yeah.
I'm going to have a Yankee elimination party.
Oh, excellent. So. Okay, good. Yeah.
Full moon tonight, too.
It is. Yep. Yeah. The James Band's all in the moons. Big moon guy.
You could get a whole house full of windows installed for just $99 a month from Window World of Boston. So go to windowworldofboston.com. This is Austin from New Bedford. Hello, Austin.
Hey, guys, good morning. First off, I'd just like to be invited to that Yankee elimination party, if that's all right with you.
Curtis?
Austin, the more the merrier. I love socializing.
This sounds good. Just wanted to touch on, obviously, so many positives from yesterday. Defense was absolute shutdown. I think they did fantastic. Drake May scrambling. I mean, this kid can throw a ball on the run. I just think if we could keep him in the pocket with a good old, I mean, I just think the opportunities are endless with this kid. I'm just curious what your thoughts are if we could keep him in the pocket and give him some time in there.
Yeah, I mean, he may be better at times outside of it.
Very much so.
Certainly the offensive line, which, you know, doesn't get talked about a lot. We went into the season fearing the worst, and they are, you know, five games into it. They look pretty good.
Yeah, they look really good.
Last night wasn't their best showing. You saw a lot of two running backs on the field, both staying in max protect. So you had five guys trying to protect Drake May because Buffalo was dialing up as much pressure as they could pretty early in that game. But, I mean, when they did keep a pocket, like, Drake was awesome. Like, I thought early on he was feeling the rush a little bit, Wiggy. I don't know if that's what you saw, too. Like, he clearly was not keeping his eyes downfield mm-hmm. as long as he should have. Probably missed a couple big plays he could have had in that first quarter. But then as soon as that drive happened at the end of the first half, like, he was locked in.
Yeah, I mean, if you want to be nitpicky this morning, and I don't know why anybody would, he does at times, or at least he did last night, hold on to the ball mm-hmm. a little longer than right. than you would like him to. Right.
So then some of those sacks, you start to view, are these coverage sacks? Are these sacks where the quarterback is holding on to it too long, where maybe, all right, at this point in time, just chuck it away or just try to get out of there and run? So I think you'd have to go back and, you know, we can ask Vrabel about that. And that was one of the things that I wrote down, like some of the sacks, because I think that the offensive line has been relatively good. And how many of those four sacks were strictly on the O-line or more because A, receivers couldn't get open quick enough, or Drake May was holding on to the football?
And I thought Will Campbell, I wasn't, you know, a pass protection, but there was a running play early in the game, and he just pancaked the crap out of 57 on the Bills. Like, that guy, what Vrabel says about play till, what is it?
The echo of the whistle.
Yeah, that is
nasty.
He was nasty, but he embodies that in a way that is good to watch. And the fact that we haven't talked about Will Campbell is the biggest compliment that you could give him.
Yes, exactly.
As far as his accuracy goes, I mean, you can't really point to many instances last night where he wasn't spot on with the football. I mean, Hunter Henry should have caught that ball.
One at the goal line with 4 seconds on the clock. Yeah.
That's not on Drake May.
No, I think he made like one quote unquote like bad pass. And
he airmailed one early.
Yeah, he airmailed Hunter Henry over the middle of the field a little bit. But he also, I think, again, like I think that was right before kind of that drive that he locked in
That he threw, not the one end zone ball, but the ball that he threw to Hunter Henry, which essentially he was the only one who could go up and get, was was an unbelievable throw.
Yeah, that's the throw he was trying to make the first time, overthrew it a little bit the first time, and then absolutely nailed it the second time.
And, Greg, to me, one of the more impressive throws was an incompletion also relatively early in the game to Steph Diggs, where there was a safety coming into the middle that was going to just absolutely take Diggs out. And Drake May threw it to his back shoulder so he wouldn't get clobbered. Steph Diggs dropped it.
Yeah.
But in the end, you'd rather have a drop pass instead of an injured Diggs.
I remember that one.
That's Drake apologized for that one after the game, though, too, because he said that he screwed up on that pass. So he saved Steph, but he also didn't like the pass.
This is Dave from Malden. Hello, Dave.
How you doing? Shime, pipe down. Anyway.
What?
In my opinion, this was the biggest win since 2013 when they beat Denver. And they didn't win it that year. They lost to Denver in the AFC Championship. But that was back when, like, we didn't think they were going to ever win it again. That was a huge win. So, and as far as, like Shime saying, like, he missed a guy here. He missed Diggs. He threw a little behind him. He threw it high to Hunter Henry, okay. And then at the end of the first half, like, he had to get it out. But here's the thing: when it came down to it, what did he do? And trust me, as 20 years, I'm 49 years old, almost 50.
Yeah.
I've lived it all. I've had a great life, but when it came down to it, I didn't have any faith in him.
Yeah.
And what did he do?
He drove him down the field. He gave you a little faith.
Pipe down.
That's all we're looking for. Just a little bit of faith.
I love how he started that call.
You gotta have faith.
Shine pipe down.
Why? What did I do?
Limp Bizkit cover, faith cover rejoin, please.
All right.
Okay.
Faith Hill.
Okay.
All right. Let's get to it, Shine, right now.
This is the Greg Hill Show. Time now for The Lead.
Shime did a frat party breakout. What's going on?
I'm stealing this back from the Buffalo Bills. That's what I'm doing.
That's the Isley Brothers.
Damn right.
And Shout. And, of course, made famous. I mean, it was famous on its own, but also made famous in Animal House. Obscure reference, if I could. So.
And Wedding Crashers.
Yeah, Wedding Crashers.
I mean, that scene.
Yes.
A lot of boobs.
Leads brought to you this morning by Subaru of New England. Fall in love with a brand new Subaru featuring symmetrical all-wheel drive. Find yours at SubaruofNewEngland.com. Hey, Shime.
Hey, Greg. I'll be honest. I can't believe I'm doing this. But there is a realistic chance 3 weeks from right now, the Patriots sit in first place in the AFC East. Your next three opponents are the Saints, Titans, and Browns. They all stink.
Mm-hmm.
They're not just stink. They're all three of the worst teams in the entire NFL. You should win those three games. The Bills, however, have the Falcons, who aren't that good, the Panthers, who stink, and then the Kansas City Chiefs 3 weeks from now. If they lose to the Kansas City Chiefs, you then, if you've won your next three games, would take over first place in the AFC East. A position at no point in the season did I ever expect you to be in. And so I just think that what last night gave you was it made a statement to the rest of the league that you're an actual legitimate competitive football team with the best teams in the league. Your quarterback is on the rise, and you are officially able to contend with anybody. You can actually have a football game with anybody and compete. And I think that was kind of the sign for me that I'm like, okay, like, this is everything that we thought could happen is actually happening. This is real. Let's continue to move forward in this direction now.
Are you saying why not us?
Not why not us. It's just like because as the biggest Drake May fan maybe in the country, there has always been that lingering apprehension. Never once did I waver. Never once did I back down.
Well, but your win totals were all over the map.
Yeah, but I never doubted my guy. Never once. And last night was the proof that I needed, that I knew I made the right decision. I knew that when I said before he was drafted by the New England Patriots, he was going to be a phenomenal NFL quarterback. Last night put it all in perspective. I feel vindicated. I feel happy. I've been levitating since the end of the game.
Yeah.
I don't care. This is amazing.
To reference your post on X, it does seem to be lasting more than 4 hours.
Yeah, yes. It's
excitement. And it's not why not us. It can be us.
It could be us.
And the thing that I had said, Chime, to kind of, you know, tag on to your lead a little bit, I had said, if you beat Pittsburgh, back then, you would be playing Buffalo for first place. Now, unfortunately, that game is, you know, it was what it was. But you're, Shime's exactly right. You're in great position.
Well, you should have won the Raiders game.
Yeah, I know that.
That's the thing, right?
That's the game you should have won.
If you play that team next week, you crush the Raiders.
Yeah.
Right. That's the issue. And, like, that's the difference. But, again, like, that's sometimes the growth of a football team. That's why you play 17 games and not three.
Right.
But don't we have to credit the coordinator if we're going to blame him when Drake doesn't play well?
Oh, yeah. Listen, give Josh a ton of credit. I didn't hear his name in that lead.
That's the only reason I mentioned it.
I don't think last night was one of Josh McDaniels' signature nights so far this year. I think he has had other better games. I think a lot of the success from tonight was the improvisational skills of Drake May and Stephon Diggs. Sorry, last night was the improvisational skills of Drake May and Stephon Diggs. Like, that to me is what stood out from that game. Not the play calling, because at times I thought it was very lacking. The toss play to Ramondre was Josh's best call of the night. I don't even think it was close.
But here's the thing about Josh, and this could be crazy to say, but if Drake continues this and the Patriots have an unbelievable season, I was going to give Curtis a little plug in my lead, but there's a chance that you could easily get to 10 wins.
Yeah.
Josh McDaniels' name could be thrown around as...
Oh, I don't know.
I don't know. If Drake May has an unbelievable season and they win the AFC East, you don't think that they're going to be saying... Hey,
Josh should be a head coach somewhere again?
What are your old crazy takes?
Hey, listen, I'm just throwing it out there.
There is a potential that next year, Mike Vrabel is the longest tenured coach in the AFC East. Because if the Bills don't do what they should do, McDermott, I think, is gone. And Aaron Glenn doesn't look like he's doing anything there. And Mike McDaniel is a disaster.
Man, the Jets might be the worst franchise in any of the professional sports. Right. They are awful.
And you play them twice.
Yeah. God.
They don't have a single takeaway year.
0-5 and not a single takeaway, which I don't think has ever happened before.
But they some great dancing.
It hasn't happened since they started keeping track of that in 1933.
Yeah, I think Aaron Glenn's the first Jets coached ever in his first year to go 0-5.
And I thought he was going to do...
They've had some horrible teams.
Right.
Yeah.
And I thought he was going to do a good job down there because it was just like his personality. I played with him. But I don't know if anybody can save the Jets.
What a great weekend for New York. Yankees get their D stepped on in Canada. The Jets lose. They're 0-5. The Giants lost to the worst team in football, and they're now the worst team in football, and Buffalo lost to the Patriots.
Right, and Mark Sanchez is running around beating up senior citizens. All right, we got to take a break. We'll be back with more leads coming up next.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
I need a job with a steady paycheck.
I need a job that offers health care on day one for me and my kids.
I want a job where I can get certified in technical roles, like robotics or software engineering.
In communities across the country, hourly Amazon employees earn an average of over $23 an hour, with opportunities to grow their skills and their paycheck by enrolling in free skills training programs and apprenticeships. Learn more at aboutamazon.com.
Whatever happens today, take it on with a fresh cup of True Brew coffee. Now only $1 with True Rewards. True North Store's True Brew coffee is a hot, flavorful gourmet blend created from coffee beans from around the world. As a free True Rewards member, pick the size that is perfect for you and pay only $1. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
Next. It is Patriots Monday after a win, and you can talk about that all morning long and all day long here on Boston Sports Original, WEEI. We will talk about it with Boomer Esiason coming up at 8, and then Mike Vrabel will join us at about 9:20 or 9:30 on this morning's show. But we have leads left, including this one from Curtis. Hello, Curtis.
Hey, Greg, I just wanted to say what an offseason into the regular season in Vrabel's first season with the Patriots. When you look at guys like Milton Williams, who we thought was going to be out, was back in that on the defensive line yesterday. Harold Landry, defensively against the run, not great, but a superb pass rusher. Will Campbell at left tackle. The Josh McDaniels on offensive coordinating. The way in which they've been able to deal with the totally awful diagnosis of prostate cancer for the defensive coordinator, with the play caller stepping in, which is Kerr. Shyam, you had him earlier.
Zach Kaur.
It's hard not to be optimistic. And if you just work with me, they play the Jets twice. Do we think they're going to lose to the Jets?
No.
That's five wins. Let's go Saints, Titans, Browns, Falcons. That's nine wins. Bengals without
Burrow.
The Giants are awful. The Ravens may even be out of the playoffs. Then they have the Dolphins to end the season. 10 wins is conservative for this team.
I always
find it amazing. Everybody knows my Twitter account when the Patriots lose, but I didn't get a lot of 10 and 7 questions last night. And also, just a quick aside, the Tommy Castellanos tweets have stopped as well. So thank you for those. He sucks. He sucked here. But either way, huge, huge weekend for the Patriots, and I'll say it again. Nothing they did was difficult to do again. And to win that game, to win consecutive games since 2022, and most of all, Drake May, with a signature fourth quarter comeback game-winning drive on his resume.
Boy, Boston College is not good.
Yeah, I was going to say, not the weekend for a victory lap when it comes to Tommy Castellanos.
It
can't be worse than UMass, though.
No, it was worse. Yeah. It was worse.
Well, it was worse one other place. But
And just heads up, programming note, Bill O'Brien is going to take some time off when it comes to doing this show, so he can focus on football. All things football.
Only on football.
Right. So he wasn't
focusing on football when at 6:45 in the morning he did a 10-minute radio hit?
I don't know. It's kind of
I'm so sad.
Got to turn things around at the Hill.
I was speechless.
All right.
Speechless on Saturday. I think I texted the group message like, I'm done.
Okay.
That was so disheartening. And Pitt was 2-2 going into that game. And people are like, oh, Pitt's not that bad, and we were playing at Pitt. Like, no, enough with the excuses. That was an absolute ass-kicking. And it was, it's embarrassing was if it you're a BC fan.
Were there a
that.
Lot of turnovers? Because I was at the UMass
game. It was terrible start to finish.
Start to finish, okay.
It was, and there was no hope. Like, Curtis, did you feel hope at all during that game?
No, the season's over.
Which
terrible.
Is weird because BC, I think, leads the nation in passing yards per game.
I don't know if they
game.
Win another game the rest
really?
Of the season.
Wow.
That's how I felt leaving that one. And again, I love Bill O'Brien. I hope that he has this job because I don't think BC could get a better coach than Bill O'Brien. I just don't get it.
They'll fire him after this year. They'll probably he's going to have to get back to the drawing board heading into next year. And, you know, because you had a good first year.
Yeah.
And it's so pathetic from the university. Like, this isn't Bill O'Brien's decision. I don't believe. I don't know. But this is the time where you have accountability, where you're front-facing, where you own where you are, where you make the public aware that you're frustrated and you're working on it. To just cancel an interview that has been widely supported by the audience is truly pathetic and Mickey Mouse from the Boston College Athletic Department.
It doesn't sound like something he would do.
He
seems pretty willing to come on and talk after a loss, and I don't know.
100%. And, like, he and Berge have been awesome throughout this entire thing. And also, like, we haven't been ragging on BC. When he comes on, if anything, I've been like, hey, you're in these games, and it's giving us hope. Like, we have not been hard-hitting with him at all.
It's highlighting the program.
Yeah.
You know, definitely highlighting the program.
Which they need to do, especially in Boston.
So, Curtis, who wins a game first, BC or UNC?
The 33rd NFL team, I think they're about to find it. Oof. It's darkest before dawn. I enjoyed that way too much. Oh, my God, I was dancing. What an unbelievable – you're off a bye week against Clemson, who Wiki has said rightfully has been a disaster this year. The first play of the game, double pass, 75-yard touchdown. Mm. The place is empty with 2 minutes to go in the first half. You lose.
Wow. Did you see by chance Jordan on the sideline pregame talking with the ACC commissioner?
Yep. Yes, I did.
Yep.
Really?
What would you guess they were talking about?
Probably the Hulu special I don't know if we'll ever see the light of day.
I think Jordan talked about the Hamas peace deal with Israel.
I don't think that Hulu special is going to air at all.
Also, I understand you had a bye week, but probably a bad look now, looking back for Bill, that he went to Nantucket the weekend before.
Maybe conference realignment, who could be a new team
in
the ACC.
Who's their defensive coordinator at UNC?
I believe that would be Steve Belichick.
Last name Belichick.
Oh, I wonder, Wiggy told me he'd be head coach in the NFL.
Yeah,
I don't think it
doesn't look good. I was at the UMass game watching them lose again, and all I could do was just look at my phone, and I was like, wow, BC and UNC doesn't look good, but then
might be portal time for the boys.
But hey, at least those two teams have won. UMass is now 0-5. It's time to make some changes down there, Coach H, you know? It's time to stop making pressure from the parents. Well, no, I mean,
do we want to have Coach H step in Thursday, 6:45?
I think it's really about accountability, and it's like, I don't really see much of it.
All right. Curtis, thank you.
Yep.
Rest of today's leads on a Patriots Monday, a victory Monday, coming up next.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
To remind you that 60% of sales on Amazon come from independent sellers, here's John from Devil Dog Pet Company.
We run our family business from Sterling Heights, Michigan, but we can reach customers all over the country thanks to Amazon. Good boy.
Shop small business on Amazon.
Whatever happens today, take it on with a fresh cup of True Brew Coffee. Now only $1 with True Rewards. True North Store's True Brew Coffee is a hot, flavorful gourmet blend created from coffee beans from around the world. As a free True Rewards member, pick the size that is perfect for you and pay only $1. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Kevin Stefanski and Andrew Berry, do you think that they are good at what they do?
Yeah, I think so. Well, Stefanski, two-time coach of the year. Andrew Berry, I don't know. Do we blame the Haslams for the Deshaun Watson debacle?
The questions and the criticisms are more about ownership than anybody on the sideline or in the GM.
He's the head coach of a franchise owned by Jimmy Haslam, so who knows? If you put him in a more stable situation with a less volatile compound in the owner's box, maybe you'd get more.
The Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and wherever you get your podcasts.